Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Switching Time is a clinical memoir by psychiatrist Richard K. Baer about his long treatment of Karen Overhill, a woman first seen in 1989 for depression, memory gaps, suicidal distress, and episodes of lost time. The book presents multiple personality disorder, now generally called dissociative identity disorder, through the viewpoint of the treating physician rather than through a patient memoir or journalistic reconstruction. Baer describes how therapy, hypnosis, letters, session material, and gradual trust building led him to identify 17 distinct personalities that appear to have developed in response to severe childhood trauma. The book is both a case narrative and an account of therapeutic uncertainty, showing a clinician trying to understand a rare and controversial diagnosis while protecting a fragile patient. Its purpose is not only to recount a dramatic psychiatric case, but also to explore dissociation, trauma memory, identity fragmentation, and the difficult process of integration. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, dissociation as a survival structure rather than a theatrical symptom. A central idea in Switching Time is that the 17 personalities are not presented as curiosities or dramatic devices, but as functional responses to overwhelming trauma. Baer portrays the alters as parts of a divided psychological system, each carrying specific memories, emotions, skills, fears, or protective duties that Karen could not consciously hold as a unified person. This framing matters because it changes the meaning of the diagnosis. The problem is not simply that different identities appear, but that the mind has separated intolerable experience into compartments to preserve basic functioning. The book repeatedly connects lost time, unexplained behavior, and internal conflict to this protective division. Some alters are childlike, some are defensive, some appear to manage practical tasks, and others contain rage or terror. Baer does not treat them as isolated characters to be cataloged for novelty. He tries to understand why each exists and what role each plays in the overall survival system. This gives the book its clinical significance. Dissociation is shown as an adaptive mechanism that later becomes disabling when the original danger has passed, but the internal separations remain. Secondly, therapy depends on trust before traumatic memory can be approached. The therapeutic process in the book unfolds slowly because Baer cannot simply force disclosure or integration. Karen arrives with depression, suicidality, memory problems, and fragmented self-knowledge, but the deeper structure of the case becomes visible only after a long period of contact. Baer emphasizes patient trust as a clinical requirement, not a comforting accessory. The alters appear gradually, often through letters, conversations, and hypnotic work, and each must be approached as part of a system that has reasons to resist exposure. This is important because trauma treatment can worsen instability if memories are pursued without enough safety. The narrative shows the therapist balancing curiosity with restraint. He needs information about the abuse history and the internal personalities. Yet he also has to prevent overwhelming the patient. Switching Time, therefore, presents therapy as an extended negotiation between knowledge and containment. The book also shows the difficulty of clinical authority. Baer is the physician, but he often has to listen, wait, and revise his understanding as the patient system reveals more. The case becomes less about applying a fixed protocol and more about earning permission to proceed. Thirdly, hypnosis functions as an investigative tool with clinical and ethical limits. Hypnosis occupies a major place in Baer's treatment account. It is used to communicate with alters, access dissociated material, and organize a confusing pattern of missing time, voices, letters, and behavioral shifts. In the narrative, hypnosis is not presented as stage spectacle, but as a clinical method for entering dissociated states with more structure. Its value is practical. It gives Baer a way to speak with parts of Karen that may not be available in ordinary conversation. At the same time, the book sits within a broader field where hypnosis, trauma memory, and dissociative identity disorder have generated debate. A careful reading must recognize that hypnotic work can be therapeutically meaningful while also requiring caution, because memory, suggestion, and interpretation are clinically sensitive. Baer portrays himself as learning while treating, using available psychiatric literature and adapting to an unusually complex case. This makes hypnosis one of the most revealing dimensions of the book. It shows both the promise and the vulnerability of treatment that depends on altered states, patient testimony, and the gradual reconstruction of traumatic history. Fourthly, integration is portrayed as a demanding reorganization of identity. The goal of treatment in Switching Time is not merely to identify the personalities, but to move toward integration, a condition in which the divided parts can become part of one more coherent self. Baer presents this as a difficult psychological reorganization rather than a simple cure. The alters have survived by remaining separate. Some fear disappearance, some distrust the therapist, and some believe their protective roles are still necessary. This resistance is clinically important because integration can feel like loss to parts of the system, even when it is intended to improve stability. The book suggests that healing requires acknowledging the function of each altar before asking that part to give up separateness. Integration also does not erase the history of trauma or automatically produce complete mental health. It reduces the internal divisions that cause lost time and conflict. But the patient still has to live with the consequences of remembered abuse and long-term psychiatric suffering. This makes the treatment arc more sober and realistic. Recovery is not portrayed as a dramatic final revelation, but as a gradual movement from fragmentation toward continuity, memory, and shared responsibility. Lastly, the physician perspective distinguishes the book from patient-centered DID narratives. Switching Time stands out because it is written from the perspective of the treating psychiatrist. Many well-known accounts of multiple personality disorder or dissociative identity disorder center on the patient voice, popular case history, or outside observer. Bear instead shows the case as it developed inside clinical practice uncertainty at first presentation, concern about suicidality, attempts to interpret symptoms, and the gradual recognition that ordinary diagnostic categories did not fully explain the material. This viewpoint gives the book a distinctive documentary quality. The reader sees how a psychiatrist makes decisions when the case exceeds routine training and when the stakes are high. The book also includes the emotional burden of treatment without turning the clinician into the main victim. Bear appears as committed, sometimes unsure, and required to work over many years with limited certainty. That perspective has benefits and limitations. It offers insight into therapeutic reasoning and long-term care, but it also filters care and experience through the clinician who interprets it. The result is valuable as a treatment narrative, especially for readers interested in how rare psychiatric presentations are managed over time. In conclusion, Switching Time is most useful for readers interested in trauma, dissociation, psychotherapy, and the human consequences of severe childhood abuse. Mental health professionals and students can benefit from its detailed attention to therapeutic pacing, patient safety, dissociated self states, and the practical difficulty of long-term treatment. General readers will find it accessible as a case narrative, although the subject matter is disturbing and includes descriptions of abuse that may be difficult to read. The intellectual value of the book lies in how it presents dissociative identity disorder as a problem of memory, identity, protection, and survival rather than as a sensational mystery. It also invites careful thought about clinical evidence, hypnosis, diagnostic controversy, and the responsibilities of a therapist facing an unusual case, compared with better-known works in this category. Switching Time is differentiated by its treating physician viewpoint and its focus on the full therapeutic arc from initial symptoms to integration. It is not merely an account of multiple personalities appearing. It is a record of how a clinician tried to understand them, work with them, and help the patient move toward a more unified life. Readers seeking a balanced, clinically detailed, emotionally serious account of dissociation will find it especially relevant. If you would like to support Richard K. Bear, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.